Century Fox. She's a 20th Century Fox. She's a 20th Century Fox. Got the world locked up inside a plastic box. She's a 20th Century Fox. She's a 20th Century Fox. She's a 20th Century Fox. She's a 20th Century Fox.
Wrapping up the show there with a band called Shower Curtain, which I first heard right here at WFMU on the Seeker K9 Agents program, Wednesdays at midnight. Bedbugs was the name of that track, and their album from last year, Words from a Wishing Well. All right, well, thanks, everybody, for tuning in and hanging out today. We will be back next week with Ben Vaughn, second hardest working man in show business, as he used to be introduced. So looking forward to talking with Ben Vaughn ahead of his appearance coming up at the end of the month at Union Pool. Rare New York show from Ben Vaughn. So thanks, everybody. It's WFMU East Orange, WNFU Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Jim Price is next.
Thank you, Joe. People, there's excitement here like you would not believe. A new Jethro Tull box set has just been released. It is Madness in the Spring, a 100 LP box set. I'm going to celebrate by unboxing this set here right now for you. The shrink is off and I'm inside the box, looking at a booklet and also the vinyl. The vinyl, excuse me while I scream. The vinyl is beautiful. Every LP is a different color. 100 discs. Let's take LP number one out of its sleeve, onto the turntable, and let her go. Well, that completes the unboxing of this Tull box set. Should you buy it? Scott, should they buy it?
No.
Yes, you should. Yes, you should. All right. Scott's giving me the eye of the dog, which means he's ready for backyard bangers in the Big Willie style. I'm Jim Price saying thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Scott.
Wow.
Hi there, Olga, it's Dimitri. Sorry I had to leave such a rushed message with you when we met the other day. I just want to quickly give you your, my phone number, and I had to get the heck out of the area. In any event, I figure I better leave you a more detailed message and explain why I approached you. I am single. I have no trouble meeting women. I mean, women approach me 6-7 times a day. But I'm very particular about what I like. You're extremely elegant. I couldn't take my eyes off of you, and your friends were very jealous. Even if they say they weren't, they were envious of the fact that I approached you, and I was very taken by you. Elegant women are very rare. I'm Greek, and I'm very particular about what I like. So I'm giving you an opportunity here. I don't know if you pick up the messages on the weekend, but I'm working on a movie script, so I'm pretty much around all weekend doing that. I left you my number, 416-918-4. This looks like a landline, and if it is, you may not get the message till Monday. But when you do, call me, and then we'll get together for coffee and chat and let the romance begin. You look very taken aback by my approach, and I hope that isn't timidness. I hope it was just a little bit of shock at being approached so directly, because I don't really date timid women, because I'm a very direct, very passionate, very assertive man. And I want a woman who's very independent and strong. So anyway, we'll talk about that. But I just wanted to formally introduce myself. Now I have. I leave the ball in your court. You call me as soon as you have the courage to. Okay, Olga? Talk to you soon. Bye.
Hi there, Olga. It's Dimitri calling again, the guy from the street. I left you a message several days ago. You said you were interested. Now, here's the way I work. I don't like leaving second messages, but I like you. You're a very elegant woman. You're very attractive, but, you know, I don't play that game. I know your friends tell you not to return calls. You're playing games like you see on stupid TV shows. So here's how it's going to work. It is now 4:30 on Wednesday. Now, I'll assume I'll assume that you've already left work, because, you know, some people leave early, and I'll grant you that. But if I do not receive a phone call back from you by 3 o'clock Thursday afternoon, I'm no longer interested, and you can erase my number. I don't play games like that. I'm completely single. I'm very intelligent. I'm great in bed. I make great money. Believe it or not, I'm a complete catch. I've only been single 4 months. I had a long-distance relationship. You know, when a year, it's very tough to maintain it like that, and it didn't work out. There's nothing wrong with me.